Hello, and thank you for your call. This is the Daily Inspiration Line. I am Brother Jeff, and thank you for your call. May God bless you as you seek Him. Well, I am talking about the coming of the Savior, the return of Jesus Christ, the promise of Christ coming back to receive His own and to judge the earth. I want to go to an Old Testament book, the book of Job. Job is considered to be probably the most aged book of the Bible that we have in our possession. The book of Job is an interesting story. But there is something in chapter 19 that I want to draw your attention to here. This is an interesting prophetic word. Job is prophesying of what shall be in the latter times. Let's go to Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. For I know, he said, that my Redeemer liveth. Job knew of a Savior. In all of his affliction, in all of his hard times, he's professing to know a Savior. He said, I know that my Redeemer, a Redeemer, is a Savior. It's a Deliverer. He knew that he had a Redeemer. He knew that he had a Savior. And he knew that he was going to come back. God had inspired him to speak these words. And he said, I know that he shall stand at the latter day, the end times, the end of the age, the consummation of all things, the apocalypse, whatever you may want to put the title on. He called it the latter day upon the earth. Then Job speaks of the mortality of his flesh. He knows he's going to die one day. He knew it was appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And he said, though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job had the inspiration and the knowledge and wisdom from God to speak of a bodily resurrection. Just like Christ wasn't just put in the ground and his bones and his flesh rotted and just some spiritual resurrection happened. No, it was a bodily resurrection in the scriptures. This is a key scripture in understanding bodily resurrection. The Bible even speaks of in the book of Revelation that the sea is going to give up the dead one day. So here Job is saying, my flesh, the worms are going to eat it. My body is going to be destroyed. But he said, yes, yet in my flesh shall I see God. So praise God. Job believed that the Savior was coming. You know, Job knew of God. Oh, but my friend, one day we knew, all the Jews and all those knew that one day the scripture spoke of Messiah coming. The anointed one, the deliverer, was going to come and was going to redeem Israel, was going to redeem God's people. And Messiah did come, fulfilled his mission. But Jesus continually told his disciples, I will return, I'm going to die. Be buried, on the third day, rise again. Then he went back to the Father, and then he said, I'm going to so return in like manner as it says in the end of the Gospels there. The same Jesus whom you saw ascend is going to return in like manner. Now let's look at a couple of scriptures in the book of Mark. Let's go to chapter 13. Much about the end times in chapter 13. Read Mark 13 in your devotions, Matthew 24, Luke chapter 21, to help understand what Jesus said about the latter time, the latter day, as Job spoke of. The scripture says here in verse 32 of Mark 13, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." So Jesus is going to come, but no man knows the day or the hour. No, not even the angels know it. Jesus is going to be commanded by the Father one day, "Go get your children, recompense judgment upon the earth." And on that appointed day, should we get excited over people that are saying it's on this day exactly? I trow not. They've tried that for years and years, and man is not going to guess the date. It's not going to happen. The Bible says to take heed and watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. And in verse 35, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh." Is he coming at midnight, at the cock crowing, or in the morning? He said, "Beware lest I come suddenly and find you sleeping." I don't think he's just talking about taking a nap or having a good night's sleep. He's talking about spiritually dead, not alert, not awake to the reality that there's a judgment day at hand. So you think about these thoughts, and I just ask you the question, are you ready? Are you ready for death, for Jesus to return? Are you ready for judgment day? Oh, my friend, prepare to meet thy God. 099 will open up the voice box if you would like to leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. The grace of our Lord be with you. Have a nice day.